Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up with DJ Sean.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hilltop Radio. Get up with DJ Sean.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
You gotta get on now
to DJ Sean in the morning. Get up with DJ Sean.
Get on down, yeah.
Wake up,
cause you got it going on.
You got it going on.
Get up, get up, get up.
Oh yeah.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
You know you gotta get on.
Get up, DJ Sean.
Wake up.
Cause you got it going on.
You're gonna have a good.
You will enjoy the show.
Wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
Hilltop Radio.
Get up with DJ Sean.
You gotta wake up right now.
Cause you got it going on.
DJ Sean.
Get up.
You will enjoy the show.
Only one and only.
Hilltop Radio.
DJ Sean in the morning.
Trying to holler at me.
69 degrees, partly sunny right here, Charlotte, North Carolina, aka Queen City. Welcome, it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday into the weekend. Hope everybody's having a blessed morning. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's already tuned in, and everybody that's been waiting to be tuned in here on a Friday. Guys, don't forget, it is Barbershop Talk. After this, play this song, getting the morning in. We're gonna be starting Barbershop Talk a little early. Got my main man Money Mike is ready with the Tie-Hole music. We'll be right back after Kenny Burke here on DJ Sean in the morning.
To help the community here on the Sean Fisher Radio Show, and I'm talking to everybody, and I want to pause for the calls and everybody hear what I'm saying. Why in the hell are y'all letting y'all kids learn all these songs and still don't know they damn ABCs? I have to ask you, because it's not the kids. It's your grown tail. You the parent. Kids don't have to be here. They cheering. Say the kids. You the parent. You're supposed to lead by example. Now you got the kids watching everything you do. If you smoke, they see you doing that. You listen to all these hard underground rap songs. That's why they call it underground, because it ain't nothing you would hear on the radio. And then they go repeat it. That's your problem. That's you being a bad parent. You got to separate it. Just call time change don't mean your morals have to change. You can take that from Grandma Bell Beulah. It ain't that it's not in front of your face and you don't see what's going on because you the problem. And if you're mad, listen to me right now. I don't care. I don't give a shiznit. Shelter these kids at a young age and teach them some good things. Stop letting them get out there in the world and learn all these bad things just cause your tail bad. You're supposed to want your kids to do better than you, so you do better. The time you take to put them on TikTok to show what they doing with their little bad self, you could be doing something to educate them and help them do better. If you got to get some education, get it to help your kids. Grandma Bell Beulah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
2, 3, 3.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. It's the DJ Sean Morning Show.
Yeah,
playing that old school classic era, bringing you the hottest R&B and blessing your ears with some of today's hottest and blazing jams. Yeah, it's DJ Sean in the morning, so won't you go on, let your boy have me get today popping. It's DJ Sean in the morning. Yeah.
Now 69 degrees, partly sunny right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, aka the Queen City, as they call it. Again, I want to thank everybody for waking up with us here on DJ Sean in the Morning, Hilltop Radio Show Network. And you guys already know, a lot of people have been waiting around wondering what the hell are we going to be talking about in the barbershop today. I got my main man on, Scrap Iron and Money Mike, the Tahoe Music. What's up, fellas, man? We were just on this thing last night, man. Awesome show last night, man. Glad to see you guys are up and at them. As the old folks said, up and at them. And we are here on a Friday, man. It is getting hot out there by the day.
Sure. Hey, I ain't even go into how hot it is down here, but you know what I'm saying? But, hey, we finna make it hot up on this radio show, y'all heard me?
That's right. Barbershop Talk with the three amigos right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's DJ Sean in the Morning. Man, you know what? I'm going to start with you, Scrap, man. What are we talking about first today, man, here on the Barbershop, man?
Man, look, I was online checking this little video out, you know what I'm saying, and it was talking about these women, this panel of ladies was on here, and they basically came to the conclusion they were saying men was worthless. But the gentleman who was on there, he was sitting there looking appalled like, I can't believe they're doing this, because had the roles been reversed, if there was a panel of men saying women were worthless, they'd have been labeled as misogynist, shut down. And, man, you know, homeboy hit him with it on live TV so hard that the ladies were like, and he put the producer on the spot. So I'm just saying, you know, we got to get to the point where we stop all this bashing, come together as one, like some butt cheeks, you know what I'm saying, and make things better in this world for all people.
Well, go ahead, Money Mike. I'll let you start off with Scrap, and then, you know, I'm going to voice my opinion. That's how we do it here on the show. Let's get some Tahoe background music going. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, let's get some of that music going. Yeah. Hey, I'm basically saying, you know, with that topic, because me seeing that myself, and I'm like, you know, really, that not just even on a national level, but, you know, you could be it wherever you at. When you in the store, you out with your boys, and man, a woman walk up and hear you us saying what they were saying, well, we get shut down, get called out, blew out, kicked down, everything. Like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's all. But then, like I said, for y'all said, maybe in the words of the great Cat Williams, maybe it's the dudes you pick and choose with are worthless, ain't nothing. But to justify men as a whole, no, baby, me, I don't even know you. You ain't dated me. Matter of fact, we ain't even in each other's plane of existence, because over here where I'm at, over here on the deep end of the southern fried end, hey, my bun and my word is good. My character is good. My character is straight. I stand on respectability, us being equal, uplifted. I like to uplift. I ain't just with tan down, you know what I'm saying? I'm uplifting my women because it's bad enough, and, you know, it's in the music, but at the same time, hey, I ain't going to shoot y'all down. You know, y'all some beautiful queens. Y'all are queens. Let's say, y'all are goddesses. Y'all are goddesses. We love you women. I give y'all flowers every day. Not just in how you look when you act, how you build. I go by your character. I go by your vibe. What's your aura? Mm-hmm. How you project off? That's what I go by. So while you bashing, for me, as soon as they start bashing, to me, all they auras and likeness, thumbs down. But, you know, hey, I'm going to pray for them because, hey, maybe y'all need to see the light. Instead of being some bitter single people because of past relationships, maybe get to know some people that's more of your mental intellect and can speak to you the way You deserve to be spoken to. I agree with that.
Well, I'd agree with both of you guys, man. You know, is who you pick and choose to be with. You know, a lot of times, and I'm going to put this out here this morning, ladies. A lot of times you guys get mad and upset because your baby daddy or boyfriend broke up with you and moved on to something bigger and better. You know, and then you guys bashing men. But then again, you got the men that bash women too. You know what I mean? Men that bash women, I think, are a little, got a little bit of, I can't use a word. There you go. Thank you, Scrap. But you know, though, man, and I'm getting ready to flip the script, man, because, you know, like Mike said, you know, the ladies are our queens, are our goddesses. We're supposed to, you know, honestly put the women first, but man, you know, this is barbershop talk, but we have brothers that sit around in the barbershop and talk like they in the beauty salon, man. I gotta put that out today, this morning here, you know, on barbershop talk, Mike and Money Mike and Scrap Iron, man. We do have a bunch of dudes that talk like they females, act like they females, walk like they females, want to act like a female. What's the name of that song, Barbara Mason? Kay was a big hit in the 80s. She said her man was stealing her time. Another man was stealing her time. You know, her man was wearing, you know, her skirts and stuff. And whatnot. And we got a lot of that today, man. These dudes go out here to the gym, bench pressing 300-400 pounds, man, and this is, you know, the G word as a $3 bill. Y'all know I ain't lying.
Hey, all acting all omedy.
Hell yeah.
You know, I agree with you, folk. You know, you got a lot of them that they got, you know, they got their issues, bro, and they, you know, so, you know, we all got problems, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, instead of coming from a place where we can have these meaningful discussions, instead, you know, they want to go there and bash, you know, we ain't do it too, you know. I'm going to be a little cautious on some of the words I use, because I don't want to come off like I'm trying to be a hater or trying to...
The definition for a hater... If you're a realist like we are, like you, Mike, and myself, we are realists. So we're not hating. We just ain't feeling it.
Right.
We just ain't feeling it. So I just want to clarify that for you, brother. Go ahead, man.
Well, henceforth, my statement, it is hard to keep it real when it start off fake. That's it right there.
That's it. Anything else you want to add real quick, Mike, before I hit another jam here on the barbershop talk?
You done pretty much knocked it out. Let's hit a jam. That might inspire my kickback.
All right, here we go. This is DJ Show in the Morning with the fellas. This is Barbershop Talk. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, listening to the Barbershop Talk here on Friday. Yeah.
Well... I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah, she give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Introducing the all-new C-Class Coupe. Performance that moves you. Beauty that stops you in your tracks. The completely redesigned C-Class Coupe. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Get up with DJ Sean.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Cause he got it going on. You will enjoy the show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hilltop Radio.
DJ Sean in the morning.
That's right. It is now still 69 degrees here, partly sunny here in Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. Queen City. We got Barbershop Talk in the house. Scrap Iron and Money Mike is in the house, man. Mike, did you want to add anything before we move on to the next question? Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Charles and shout out to Ray Charles for doing the song, and shout out to Kanye West for redoing and iterating some things that need to be said. Ray Charles. But the Ray Charles thing, what I like about Ray though, he said, but she's a bad woman, and you know, like I said, you some of you queens and goddesses out there, boy. Well, I done drove three states over to go see somebody. Real talk. That's just how much you as a queen means to me. And I like to thank you, as I not say your name for that time. But that's why I said, I can't downplay these queens and these goddesses, man. But y'all, man, stop doing it to us. We love y'all. For real, we love y'all. That's
it. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, question number two in the barbershop. Go ahead, Money Mike. Lay it out for us, brother.
Well, let me see. My question number two is dealing with people that let's see, I got to keep, what's the clean version? Man, these jock riders. But
there you go.
Jock riders, if y'all know what I'm saying. You know, I say there's a difference between a jock rider and being somebody that may be inspired to do something. Those are two different things. But, man, yesterday here, I'm going to break it down like you said. Here in my city, Shreveport, a.k.a. the jungle, a.k.a. Ratchet City, a.k.a. I can't believe I'm still here, why I ain't moved back to Florida. But I'm going to love it and rip it. Either way it go, I'm going to love it and rip it. But we had an event here, and it was almost hard to differentiate between those who were jock riding and those who were like, oh, okay, so this is how it really goes. Hey, man, keep it calm. I understand if you're dealing with something, you're liking, you're rocking with it, but at the same time, hey, man, keep it down to a minimum if you're just loving it because you want to be out in that person's lap. Men, stop wanting to get in these dudes' laps. You don't even try to get at the women as hard, man. Come on, bro. Y'all got to do better, man.
Oh, we dealing with those type
man.
Of not broads. I can't. Well, yeah, we deal with those type of broads.
It's like dudes already got hold to them.
Damn.
on a mathematical level, bro, dudes acting like prostitutes don't compute to me.
Damn. Well, man, let me say it like this, man. Let me say it like this. Ever since R. Kelly had came out with Trapped in the Closet, man, people are starting to come out the closet in ways you would never know that your neighbor was one of them ones in the closet. Your homie that was the baddest football player in high school, you know, come out the closet and stuff. Man, to answer your question, Mike, you do see a lot of cats on other dudes' dicks. I'm gonna say it like that. I'm gonna say the word dick. Fuck a jock. Jock is a meaning for an athlete. But I'm just gonna say dick. There's a lot of dick riders. We used to have a We used to have a couple of co-hosts on this show. The dudes that were on the show were dick riders. They used to be co-hosts on, you know, a couple of years ago, used to be dick riders. And they still dick riders. and Mike, you know what I'm talking about. And then there's another one, Ray from Louisiana. He's an artist, you know. Ooh. You know,
like a rhinestone cowboy.
There you go. There you go. you know, Scrap, if you put them niggas together, man, what you have is the new Village People. Well, I was up there singing YMCA. So you do have a lot of people out there, man, that ride other people's jocks, man. Just to get ahead or try to get ahead or use their I can't think of the word I want to use, man. Use their, you know, your people to try to get ahead behind people's backs and stuff. So you right, man. You right. I seen it in action. Yes, sir. Anything else you want to add, Money Mike?
I mean, for me, that just like I said, just yesterday, I saw it. I even posted about it, but I tried to post about it from a different light. You know, I just didn't want to get on a jock rider, so they were so high. Well, I'm going to use your term. They were so high on their dick riding yesterday. Far be it for me to break their spirit. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, but somebody just had to tell them, hey, bro, calm it down, like, Let's bring it back down to a level of understanding and appreciation, but yet inspiring for you to do what you got to do. Not, oh, I need to go get in that lap. What say, sir? What happened to your vocal tone, sir? What just happened? Wait a minute.
That ain't got nothing to do with 50 Cent and them coming to Shreveport and opening up a studio or anything like that. Is that part of it, what you talking about?
That got everything to do with it.
It's going to be a lot of angles being grabbed on that one here to come. Yeah.
They don't fool with this here, fool with Shreveport, do this here, and they all showing up here like they super fan number one.
Hmm. I'm not hating. Here's the thing about that, man. Yeah, if you got money and you can go get places, you know, to help the community, go do it. You know what I'm saying? Go do it, go help the people. But, and when I say but, there's always, and I'm saying this now, on Friday, April the 19th, 2024, live on the Barbershop Talk. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hidden agenda going on behind that. Why? Because I'm going to tell you, 50 ain't always going to be there. There's going to be somebody else in charge. And watch. I'm going to tell you, in 3 to 4 months' time, you're going to be hearing a whole lot of negativity coming from that move. Watch what I tell you. I know what I'm talking about. Now, y'all heard it first here on the show. July, August, I'm telling you, a whole bunch of negativity. Why? The man ain't going to, let me tell you, this man is making millions and millions of dollars over here on Stars. You think he's going to stay in Shreveport 24/7 to watch a studio? No, he's not. He's going to pick a group to come in there and watch it and run it. But I'm going to tell you, 3 months' time, y'all going to be hearing a bunch of negativity. Watch what I tell you. Because there's a hidden agenda behind it. I'm telling you.
Property.
There you go. I'm telling you. Anything else, Money Mike? So, if I was your, well, we are homies, and I was acting like that, how would you approach someone that you close with and you can talk to without a nigga getting mad and wanting to fight? What would you tell a brother like that, man?
Hey, I'm like, hey, bro, hey, let's have a little talk right quick. Let me do it in real time conversation. Y'all gonna be the pretend homeboy. Hey son. Man, you really got a lot of interest for such such, man. I see your enthusiastic ingriptions of this person. You own them a little hard, you don't think, right? Now knowing that person, because you know, man, it's gonna say, but yeah, man, I done known you half my life, bro, and I ain't never seen you this enthusiastic about nothing, nothing. And yet you're a bit overjoyous, over triumphantly embracing this. Maybe we need to, sit back and let's tone down some things, bro. Because your energy is raging. It's like having a different type of raging sensation for this man, and that's just like you, bro. I'm not understanding. Do we need to have a talk about something? Like, I mean, where did this come from? I mean, because I don't see this on the court. I didn't see this when we was in the strip club that night. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember when old girl tried to holler at you? I didn't even see that in her. And, man, God knows she was bad beautiful. And you, like, was, like, real low-key. So I'm like, something you want to tell your boy? That's me. That's how I'm going to go at it. I'm just going to come at it straight. I'm going to come at it straight.
What about you, Scrap Dog?
I feel the same way, bro. You know, I'm like I say, bro. Look, bro, there's some things that you got a suspect on your checklist, bro. So you know, let's clarify, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you running like that, bro, you know, as long as you respect the boundaries of our friendship, old boy, don't come off sideways. We cool, but you know, you take it to a different level, bro. We gonna have to, you know, redefine the nature of our association, homie.
Hey, man, I be the same way, man. Why you sitting on that like a B.I.? Huh? Why you sitting there like a B.I., man? Nigga,
that's it.
Nigga, when you sit on the couch, you don't sit on the couch with your legs up on, with your butt up on your legs on the couch, man. If you don't sit on that couch right, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of too feminitation down there or something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
Well, man,
man,
this is Barbershop Talk, man. I think my talk is going to be about, man, brothers out here, man, that have, I forgot what the hell I was going to say, man. What I was going to bring up in Barbershop Talk, man. Mike got me over here tripping. Man, let me find a song to play, man, and while I get my mind right. And we'll be right back with Barbershop Talk, man. Let me find something here real quick. Let's do this before I find a song to play. Money Mike, let everybody know where they can follow you at, bro.
Definitely. Y'all can reach me on all social media at ItsUNG Music. That's ItsUNGMusic. Here at the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars with the hottest segment of the show, Barber Talk Stop, or at the website, newungmusic.com.
Go ahead, Scrap.
Yes, sir. You can find your boy Scrap on at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram. You can catch me on Facebook, Carl Sanders. You know what I'm saying? And of course, on Hilltop Morning Show with DJ Sean. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get at your boy.
All right, guys. We'll be right back with Barbershop Talk with your boy DJ Sean is up next.
Don't go, baby.
Girl.
I see you. decades we fed the streets. Probably won't get recognized till we rest in peace. Riding down the Sheridan, leather seats. Orchard dirty, need to wake up near Better Beach. Two sides to my hood, it was never peace. War stories, even God couldn't dead the beast. Learn to live with loss, but you never fully heal. Probably why I be outside with the fully still. My daughter and her mother ball thick as seed. She getting older now, she wanna come and live with me. Hate to have her witness all the shit the city brings. For you, I give a kidney like my Reese. Shoot out by the deli for the last laugh. Bullets through the window, hit the rap sack. Go for me for the wake, mad sad. Take him through the borough for his last lap. 40-man indictment got me seeing bars. For the birds to be home with a fleet of cars. We was getting even, now we trying to beat the odds. At night I go to sleep just to see the stars. I grow they petty ways. They don't want it like you do, be on your merry way. Look at Eric Mobley, made it to the NBA. Another year wiser, I get every mate. Me and Shorty trying to get it right. Put those rainy days behind us, now it's getting bright. Can't be quitting on the one you love, it's a fight. Sometimes you gotta book a room, get a flight. Type of shit I wanna pass down. You too focused on who Mac and who Jack Ham. Rikers Island, Virgin Island, pick a background. Even day one's overrated, last pound. Living to the fullest, life is very short. Mommy getting older, cherish every talk. Mowing by the case, then we popping every call. Gotta stay 100 with me, not a penny short. No supporters, all we ever needed. Them haters clutching on their heart like I pledge allegiance. Came up getting even, now we out to beat the odds. Tonight I take a flight just to see the stars.
Spend a lifetime sorting through the hurt and pain. And oh, there's some good in the hood, but you gotta stay in your lane. And I know it. Know your worth stands strong in the grind and can't dim your light. And oh,
talking about scattered thunderstorms later in the evening. And I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's already tuned in. This is Barbershop Talk with your boy DJ Sean, Money Mike, and Scrap Iron. You know, fellas, man, my barbershop talk today is going to be about, man, clout chasers, man. These clout chasers in the industry that want to get everybody's music, man, but then don't want to put the music in the hands of people that can do something with it. You know, I speak on this all the time, you know, on our shows and stuff, man. You know, you got all these talented artists, man, that, you know, send their money to these ass clowns, man. And then it's like, you know, they want to, you know, I got this one, she's a female, and what she'll do is she'll send trash. You know, the artists that try to get their music promoted. You know, see, when you've been in this game as long as I've been in this game, you know bullshit when it comes across your computer. You know, you can smell it, and you can pretty much know read between the lines and stuff. And it's like, I'm like, okay. And see, my thing is like this, like I always say, you ain't got to send it to me, but eventually, before the week's out, I'm going to have it anyway. So you're not hurting my feelings because you're not sending it to me. You're hurting your own feelings because you look stupid at the end of the day. You look real stupid at the end of the day because, you know, somebody like myself is going to get it anyway. The reason why is because of the type of program that we have over here on Hilltop, the type of people that we can get over here on Hilltop. You know, the type of artists that want to come back every time, you know, they hear on Hilltop and they interview with us here on Hilltop. So you're not hurting my feelings. You're hurting your own feelings because you're trying to succeed in something that you can't win in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, and I'm not saying that I'm the number one person, but I have a lot of people in this industry that I can go to and call and say, yo, man, send me that track. You know, get that track to me and stuff like that. But you sending back and you sending me garbage thinking you're doing something. And see, here's how you find ass clowns. Just to see how much clout they have, what I do is when she sends me an artist, I put back on there, oh, I would like to interview this artist, and just to see the type of response I get, and the response that I get, you know, you guys know what the response I get. Anybody want to take a guess?
Man,
anybody want to take a guess?
The type of response
none.
You get,
I get none. I get no response. But you sitting on social media because that's the only thing that you have is social media. You so worried about trying to compete with people like myself. You know, it's like every time I put a quote out there, here they come. You know, but when you guys see me advertise, do I have to put an artist's name by, you know, by a picture or something? Y'all ever see me hardly put an artist's name by a picture or something? Here's the reason why. If that artist know you and know how you carry yourself, you don't have to keep tagging an artist. That's a clout. That's a clout chaser. You don't have to keep tagging an artist's name to what you're doing in the industry. You don't have to keep tagging a name just to get a like in a feed, you know, in a comment. When you see people that claim that they move in music and they put a cover up there or something, and they got to put the artist's name up there, that's clout. That's a clout chaser.
Music hoarders.
There you go. There you go. Music hoarder or music whore. Yeah. Well, seriously though, if you're that big in the industry and you post something, those artists are going to see that and they're going to like it, mm-hmm. and they're going to share it. You ain't got to keep tagging us. That's a clout chaser, man. And I guarantee you, if you would take Facebook, Instagram, TikTok away for 1 week. Motherfuckers will lose their goddamn mind, man.
Yep. They have no other life outside of that.
There you go. There you go. And then when I post something the other week. And, no, I post about the artist's music. And I put three people. I said, I'm going to go ahead and put three people I get good music from. And that was Jazzy, Chris, and Mike Green. So, Jazzy came on and said something, right? Now, nobody said anything at all till Jazzy came on there and said something about what I posted. Here comes this person again, clout chasing, running up a tree, trying to run up the tree, and then you want to say something. My thing was, why the fuck you ain't say nothing before this person posted? See, there you go, clout chasing. You know what I mean? You gotta go behind somebody. That's just like we only go behind children if they still in Pampers or pull-ups, just to make sure that they wipe themselves real good. This is a grown-ass person. Why you got to go behind somebody else that's grown just to try to make yourself look good? And then what you put on there didn't even make any damn sense at all because you told nothing but lies. I started to go in there and say something, but I said, no, I'm not going to embarrass her like that. But you sat there and you told lies to try to make yourself look good in front of this person. That's a clout chaser, man. And then you sit up there, you got so many issues with this. That's why this made-up genre is nothing but a headache, man. That's why I don't even feed into it. I'm not going to get myself all uptight about it because every time you turn around, somebody's new coming out of the woodwork. Now, if I like your music, now you guys know I'm going to get them on the show and get my interview. But I'm not feeding into it because it's made up. And then again, if it's not, excuse me, if the RIAA, is not recognizing it, and the billboards is not recognizing it, and none of these major labels isn't recognizing it, why go to the extreme to make something big that it's not? Anybody want to comment on that?
Well,
I know it's hard to come.
Look, it's hard to come out, but you know, you speaking truth to light, bro. You put it out there so strong, Sean. All I can do is say, amen. Rev the lady out, brother.
but the thing about it is, you want the blueprint of the discussion. You don't want no half. You know, you can go and buy a newspaper and read what they have to say, but you want what's left out, what needs to be said. And what they said that's not true. That's a blueprint. So what we doing here is we giving the listeners and the people that come on here, the guests and stuff, we're giving them our blueprint on their music on how we feel about it. Real talk. So
yeah,
like last night, everybody liked the conversation that we had last night. Why? Because we was being real with them. And one thing y'all know, on this show, we real like a motherfucker. Real talk.
Can't give it no other way.
and give another way. And my thing is this. I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to say the truth. If your feelings get hurt while you're on this show, guess what? I guess you wasn't meant to be on the show. I guess you wasn't meant to listen to the show. But you're going to go back and listen to the show just to see what was said and how it was said and how it was laid out. So then you can get on the phone or DM somebody, DJ Sean on his, that's the key word, on his radio show, running his mouth. Yeah, my shit. Our shit. You follow me? Excuse me. And then, like, you know, like I said, if you say you're moving music just like moving drugs. You know what I'm saying? A drug addict's gotta have what? Gotta have that hit, gotta have that high, gotta have that. That's how you gotta move music. You gotta move music like you dealing drugs. And the people that are users are the listeners. And you gotta learn how to move that music and make sure that listeners love that music, because they're going to what? They're going to get high off of it, and they're going to want more. So you got to give them more.
Yes, sir.
So if I'm out there in the streets selling drugs, I want to sell drugs to every damn body that's on drugs. You know what I'm saying? I want to take over like a kingpin. And that's how I do music. I do music like, that's how my uncle said. He said, "Nephew, if you want to push this music, man, you push music like you selling drugs, like you're a drug dealer." Because when people see that your product, when people see that your product is good, guess what? They're going to keep coming back to you. Why? Because you know you got the good shit. And that's the way we push fucking music, because we get good fucking music to push to these listeners and people all over the world, man. But then you got these clowns, man. They're thinking because they holding somebody's record hostage, that you hurting me. No, you ain't hurting me. You hurting the artist, because you ain't pushing shit. You ain't giving it to nobody. You ain't really sending it nowhere but them itty bitty radio stations that you think you're doing something. Push that shit to top 40. I guarantee you that person can't get one song on a top 40 radio show station, nor get one person's song across any executive's doorstep in any major radio, and then, excuse me, any major record company. I guarantee you. But then you want to come on and clout and lie about what you said on a post. You had to wait for somebody else to say something. But you're a Billy Badass. This is Barbershop Talk right here on DJ Sean in the Morning. And yeah, I'm bashing these so-called wannabe record promoters that thinking they doing something and they ain't doing shit. They can get all over social media and act like they missed the big stuff. Get the fuck out of here.
Bro.
Anybody else want to add? You want to add anything else? You know what?
Your jab is so accurate, Sean, I can't say nothing. Your jab is straight on.
Hey, man, I'm coming like Mike Tyson this morning, man. And this song, I'm getting ready to play this song, man. It just came to my mind. And this is by UNG, No Weight On Me, man. Ain't no weight on me, man. Ain't no weight on us, Scrap. Ain't no weight on us, Money Mike. Ain't none at all.
None.
I ain't even kind of like to deal with the foolishness and the negativity. I keep to myself, team solo, to stay by that bag, you know? Yeah. Let's get it. Late nights, cutting corners, cruising. Windows down, just bumping music. Lean low, deep reclining. Leather cozy, stress and winding. Haters free, staying sucker free. No space invaders, it's time for me. Just clear my thoughts from negativity. All the drama and bullshit ain't for me. All the mess and nonsense ain't for me. No room for fakes trying to fill my plate. And cut for those that cut for me. Ain't about your boy, anything for me. No love lost, just keep it pushing. Hustle game, plan, execute it. Just get the bag, keep my foot on the gas. Don't pump the brakes, just go out the gate.
No way, don't make no way, don't make no way. Worries about who hating on me. Ain't worried about me, just getting money, just peace of mind. Blessings for me, blessings for me, blessings for me, blessings, baby. No way, don't make
no way, baby.
Keep the fake love, you can have that. No stress on me.
No way, don't make no way, don't make no way.
Worries about who hating on me.
Ain't worried about
me, just getting money, just peace of mind. Blessings for me, blessings for me, blessings for me, blessings, baby. No weight on me,
no weight on me.
Keep the faith, love,
keep the hat at.
No stress on me.
Made a way for it, made a way for it. By keeping myself from the fake shit. That's fake love and fake friends.
Yeah. Love lost, just how it is.
Mind focus, gotta get the bag.
No room for the foolish, so they petty ass.
My only task, never compromise my sanity or peace of mind.
I'm trying to impress, don't mean you nothing. Good or otherwise, just pull you under. Ain't too far, I'll prove so much.
Maybe fall back to what I was.
Yeah. Deliver from what I used to be.
What
that hater still ain't shoot to me. But now, it don't bother me. I see the path different and the road different. When the mind's different, you see the difference. Make a big difference when your blind is gone.
Yeah.
Become so clear quite vividly. When they miss, can't steer you wrong.
Head above the clouds, I'm above the clouds.
Yeah. Weight's lifted, just a shame how.
You gotta go through it, loss and all.
So now, find your way, I done seen it all.
No way, don't make no way, don't make
no way.
Worries about who hating on me.
Ain't worried about me, just getting money, just peace of mind. Blessings for me,
blessings for me.
Blessings for me,
blessings, baby.
No way, don't make
no way, baby.
Keep the faith, love,
you can have that.
No stress on me.
No way, don't make no way, don't make
no way.
Worries about who hating on me.
Ain't worried about
me, just getting money, just peace of mind.
Blessings for me,
blessings for me,
blessings for me,
blessings, baby.
No way, don't make
no way, don't make.
Keep the faith, love,
you can have that.
No stress on me.
I've been lied on, talked about, ran down on with them guns out. In all my life, I had to deal with hate. See the grass so green, but it's filled with snakes. I done did right and I done did wrong. My daddy always told me to stand strong, have respect and loyalty. I've been walking out of church going to handle something. If I talk the talk, I had to walk the walk. That's why I stay away, I be ducked off. Show up, handle business, then I'm out. No fake love and no fake friends. Too bad I got time to be stressing.
No,
it's me and my fellas thanking God for these blessings. Third eye open cause I gotta be careful. Money and the fame make a lot of people jealous. So I stay away, I'm plugged from the matrix. The world full of hatred and I ain't gonna lie. I got a heart full of pain, head full of thoughts that'll drive you insane. But I swear for Lord, I ain't never gonna change. Say sucker free, smoke one to the brain. Heard a lot of talking, seen a lot of things. I had to move around cause I felt some strange. People call my name.
Blessings, baby.
No way, don't make
no way, baby.
Keep the fake love,
you can have that.
No stress on
no,
me.
No way, don't make
no way, don't
no,
make
no way.
Worries about who hating on me.
Ain't worried about
me, just getting money, just peace of mind.
Blessings for me,
blessings for me,
blessings for me,
blessings, baby.
No way, don't make
no way, don't make.
Keep the fake love,
you can have that.
No stress on me.
Can't, man, I'm hater proof. Straight out of black, man, I spit the real and say the truth. Either sipping lean or sipping something about 80 proof. Step out of line, I let you live and spray your crew. Never doubt it, doubting to take your life. So tuck you something in your waist to make your day go right. Grandma keep me something extra when I face cold nights. Got a chop in my garage, but it ain't no bike. It's Proverbs the Great, nigga, of the boot state, nigga. And I don't fuck with gold diggers or fake niggas. So please tell the DEA I'm straight, nigga. This rap shit's the whammo tank about 8 figures. You gotta love it, if not, suck my dick. Most of you cowards probably hate me cause I fucked your trick. That boy Scrap got my back so I don't need no click. Just a toilet so I could have a place to flush your shit. You punk bitch.
My real niggas holler, alright, fuck your right.
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your right.
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your right.
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your right.
Blow it up, 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 blow
win. Cracking a slab, one more win. Breaking the track, one more win. When I step off in the club, I'm kicking the doors in. The fucking party ain't gon' start until I stroll in. With a fat sack of sticky icky and a gallon of hens. I'm 50 players deep and bitches still outnumber the men. You know it's on in a room full of thong and they throwing they fame. And it's all about the freaking the scene and the fuck games. And my thugs start acting a fool, man, it's on again. So keep your attitude in check and catch some hot to your frame. We're locking the game for those who claim they got the game on lock. Scrap iron picking your lock and drop the shit on your block. Now throw your middle finger up, let me see you rep for your spot. Bust shots for your spot. Well alright, we act a fool with it from Monday to Sunday. So when I put it in perspective, what you say? There ain't no nigga here gon' run it, now what?
My real nigga holla,
alright, fuck your holla
back. My real nigga holla,
alright, fuck your holla back.
My real nigga holla,
alright, fuck your holla back.
My real nigga holla,
alright, fuck your holla back.
East side,
blow it up,
west side,
blow it up,
north side,
blow it up,
south side,
blow it up,
east side,
blow it up,
west side,
blow it up,
north side,
blow it up,
south side.
On the streets and a dope man riding with the heater in my lap like a coke can. I fear no man cause every nigga walk and breathe like me. But two shots to show me if that nigga bleed like me. I don't talk shell or bow, my nigga, you don't know me. I'm harder than trying to pin a conviction on Kobe. It's verb and teachers will say it. Adverb about that action. OTB cross the tracks, North flag.
I rep that dirty, dirty lace in the boot up with pimp shit. Where niggas be moving bird stacking paper like poker chips. Fire, water, bacon, soda, we cook the good shit. At the crack of dawn, niggas be out here trying to get hood rich. As good as it could get, like dubs on a fly whip. Haters be about bullshit, I clack back on them real quick. Put an end to all that drama, cause we thugs on the grind. It's a roll call, rep for yours like I'm repping for mine. Now why?
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your holla back.
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your holla
back.
My
real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your holla back.
My real niggas holler,
alright, fuck your holla back.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. What you were witnessing now was another production from Proverbs the Great. For a nominal fee, I can have your shit banging too, nigga. Proverbs. My nigga Scrap Iron. The Roll Call Remix. Dirty South, enough said, nigga.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. This is DJ Sean in the morning. Barbershop Talk right here on Hilltop Radio Show. Yeah, I just had to get that out the way, man. You know, I get tired of these people, man. They act like they the best at what they do with the music and stuff, man. And my thing is this, if you can't get executives, real executives to come on a show and then these guys taking time out of their schedule, something's wrong, man. I just going to put it out there, man. May the 16th here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. I will be having a top executive from Death Row Records, a top executive from Universal, and a top executive from Motown will be live and direct on Hilltop Radio Show, man. And, man, let me tell you, man, since I put that out there on social media, guys, for, you know, R&B and soul, I've had so many people in my inbox asking for me to put them on the list, and I ain't heard from these motherfuckers in 2 or 3 years, man.
Ain't that how it be though, bro?
Consider
ain't
me.
Holler, holler when you got something I want to hear. I want access to, huh? Yeah.
And then on top of that, I'm getting their music. They're like, wow. Hey, this is shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And then there was some of them, and then some of them that was in my inbox, I was pushing their music, man. You know, I had them on the show regularly, man. They, you know, they getting their feelings when they go try to run their own radio stations, man. Ain't he last 6 months, man, trying to compete. You can't compete with an engine, man. We're a strong engine, man. Man, you ever notice when you at the railroad tracks and, you know, and you're stopping for a train, you ever notice you got the main train and then sometimes you may got that train look like three more times and you got a long, where you're sitting there for about 10, 15 minutes because you got this long, you know, all these,
cars. And
cars on
yep.
it. Y'all ever notice that? That's letting you know that that train is four engines pulling those cars. That's how our engine here is on Hilltop Radio Show, man. We got too many engines pulling our cars, man.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Since 2010, that's why I've been successful in what I'm doing, and I know how to move this shit. Again, like drugs. I know how to move this music. Yeah. I know how to move this radio, man.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all better move that dope.
Hey, bro. Roll with us or get rolled over by us.
Rolled over.
And then another barbershop talk I got. Then you got artists that, drop your email so I can give you your music. You know what? That's the dumbest, most disrespectful thing I've seen artists do. You should already know who to send your music to. You follow what I'm saying? You should not have ask DJs to drop their information. You should already know. I don't even ask for Mike and Scratch music. They already drop it.
Right.
A lot of artists already drop it. Companies that I work with promoting music and stuff, the latest jams, they dropping it. They drop it. I ain't got to ask for it. They drop it. Like this. Let me give you guys, for instance, this is like Nicki Minaj featuring Travis Scott, Chris Brown, Sexy Red, T Grizzly, Nas and DJ Premier, NL Choppa, The Dog Pound featuring Snoop Dogg, Drake, Rick Ross, Drake, another song on Drake, Nutty P Beats, Quan Juice, what else we got up here? Future, Key Glock, Kellen, Millie Mills, Millsy featuring Meek Mills, Sweet Angel. Man, I get all this music all the time, man. I don't ask for it. It comes to me. I've got a folder over here with just this company's music that they send every day to me with 55. I got 55 emails in a folder, man, of music that I haven't even opened up yet.
They respect you, and they know they respect the business.
Exactly. So, man, go on with that punk shit, man, because you think you hurting me because you holding back music, man. On every 14th of each month, man, I get an email, Mike and Scrap, and this is where I send you guys this music, right back to the guy that sends me this music. I get the latest of Caribbean music, I get it like this. Here it comes. It says, April new music, new albums. it comes in like April albums number one dirty. Then it comes April albums number two dirty. Then it comes April clean albums. Then it comes mystery discography. So I click that. So then I go to the weed transfer, and guess what's in there? All of EPMD's music, all of UGK's music, all their music. I got all their music. All their music. You know, I just got SWV. I got LL Cool J's, all of his music. I got Biz Markie. And I got every rap, every hip-hop artist's music, every album they've done, I got it. Every
yes,
reggae song, every pop song, every genre in this industry, I get every month. And you think I'm worried about a Southern Soul song that I know I'm going to get anyway? In the words of Money Mike, come on, goofball.
Yeah. Wow, man.
UTFO, Marvin Gaye. Man, I got every acapella song in Motown, every instrumental version of every Motown song ever put out through Motown. I got that. From the Jackson 5 to the Commodores to Marvin Gaye, the Four Tops, the Temptations, Diana Ross, the Supremes, Mary Wilson, the Marvelettes, Stevie, all of them, Smokey, I got them all, man. And you think
wow.
You hurting me by holding a Southern Soul artist? Man, come on, man. And then on top of that, they give you mystery albums. Then they give you videos. And then they give you a mystery download. That's on one set. And then the second set, then the second email in the other email you hit, you get, this is what you get. This is what I get. New April Heat. New April Clean Heat. April Dance Heat. April Caribbean Heat. Then I get Vibes Random Crate. That's like mixed music. And then I got this month I got all the hottest jazz music crates. And then clean radio music. Music for the radio. And then guess what I got in this month? Let me tell you what came in this month's with the clean radio stuff. Let me pull it up real quick. So y'all get it. I know we're doing barbershop talk. I know I got away from it, but I just want to give you guys an idea of what I get. So let me open up. Is it this one? I got Louisiana Flavor Volume 1, and that's Jigga City, Nola Bounce, Nola Classic, and Zydeco. I got all that from the state of Louisiana alone.
Jigga City, that's my city.
And you think I'm going to sit up here and cry over a Southern Soul artist because I'm going to get it anyway?
Ludicrous.
Hey, we got a joke of the day. What's the joke of the day, man? What's the barbershop joke of the day, bro?
Well, check it. The joke of the day is, so your man is a local rapper in the city. You never show up to his shows. But 50 Cent pop up in town and you out there like the number one fan supporting them? Where does the loyalty lie? That's the joke of the day for me. Baby mama will go see 50 Cent but won't go see her man. That's crazy.
Damn. Are you serious?
That's the joke of the day. You won't go support your man, but you go show up there to go stand
wait
out
minute,
there
wait
for
minute,
hours
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Waiting on 50.
Wait a minute. Your man is an artist. And is he out here making money?
he's struggling. He's struggling to do it. But you won't go to any of his shows, but you'll show up at a 50-cent to ribbon cutting ceremony.
You show up at a 50-cent ribbon cutting. Hey, that's what I just said. That's a cloud chaser.
Yep.
That's a cloud chaser.
Yes, indeed. That's the joke of the day.
And this dude, wow. Woo-wee.
I wonder
Damn.
What that pillow talk was like after that, for that night.
I can hear that pillow talk. Hey, I guarantee you, she going to be one of the ones that's always going to be hanging around the studio.
Trying to find a way in.
Yep. Remember what I said about a hidden agenda? There you go. That's just what it's getting ready to start to be. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed, brother. Yes, indeed. I love it.
Hard Won't go real. See your own man, but want to hang out with the other man.
And it got a lot of them out there. It ain't just them. It's a whole bunch of them out there like that.
So you had a ribbon cut. And so
yesterday.
So let me look. Yeah, yesterday. So was it more female than male, or was it an even number that you know?
It appeared to be a nice little blend out there, you know what I'm saying? But then you had a lot of white folk out there. Had one lady out there with a sign talk about what did it say, Ross? 50 Cent No Diddy.
Oh wow.
She had the sign. Ain't that what the sign say, Ross? You must have had to bounce off. Yeah, but she had a sign say 50 Cent No Diddy. No, Ratchet City with No Diddy. That's what it was. Ratchet City, No Diddy.
Wow.
These folks are characters, but these are the same folks that will sit here talking about why they call Shreveport Ratchet City. Mind you, these are the other folks, not the brother folks. They weren't for being called Ratchet City. You know, they feel that was a stain on the city. This comes from your local political figures. But now, because 50 Cent then came here, y'all want to call it Ratchet City now? Y'all want to embrace Ratchet City? Come on now. Let's keep it 100.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Wow. That's crazy. Man, this is DJ Sean in the morning. This is Barbershop Talk. I got a new song. I want to jump in real quick. This is the latest from Meshawn Young, and this is from The Familiar. We'll be right back.
When your heart wants what it wants, but your mind seems to disagree. When your heart is singing hard nights from the want, and it's just too much hurt that runs deep. Your heart holds on to hope, but wisdom says it's too low. Time to let it go. You know what you know, letting go,
maybe easier for some, but for more, letting go of what once was is easier than so. When your heart was a familiar, it's much harder to see beyond what you thought was a safe harbor, where suddenly become the unknown. Time to let it go.
When you hold on,
let it go.
Maybe easier for some.
Well, for a moment, let it go.
Thank you.
It is 76 degrees now. It is sunny right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. Queen City. Barbershop talk with my main man, Scrap Iron. What's up, Scrap? Welcome, welcome. Good morning, brother. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, man.
What's up, folks? What's happening? What's happening? You can follow Scrap Iron at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram. You can catch me on Facebook at Carl Sanders and on the Hilltop Morning Show and the radio show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. Get at your boy.
All right, Money Mike, you there? You back with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let everybody know where they can follow
definitely,
you at.
Definitely at It's UNG Music. That's ITSUNGMUSIC. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean, the Hilltop All-Stars, or the website at newungmusic.com.
All right, all right. All right, man. So I got 25 minutes left in the show, man. Anything else you guys want to bring up and talk about, man?
Anything. Huh. How many minutes you say left?
24 minutes.
Encouraging words. This is Barbershop, but let's encourage.
All right.
Those out there chasing your dreams, hey, stay in your dream in full pursuit. Don't let anybody discourage you. Picking up on something that DJ Sean said. Also, vet some of these people. If it ain't DJ Sean, you know, when it comes to DJs, make sure there are DJs that can do something with your music. And I ain't talking about just they going to hear it. I'm talking about they can actually help y'all if it's in music. Or if you're in the film industry, let it be somebody that can help you. Like, they really can help you. So definitely, you know, because it's your time, but it's your money. And if y'all like the rest of the world, you know, you got to work hard for that money. And trust me, you do not want the feeling of you realize you blew your money on an ass duck. And you went to go to war. That's your money. That's your money. So, hey, just check it out. Make sure of a DJ Sean standard. I'm saying this DJ Sean, but of a DJ Sean standard and stature, man. Y'all, when you go to throwing your money out there, man, just make sure. Check. Trust me. Check.
Anything? What about you, Scrap?
Oh, man. Hey, words of encouragement, you know. When you think things looking kind of dim and bleak, bro, you know, keep your faith and spirit up and faith in the Most High, you know, on that spiritual side. And, you know, you let go of your problems and then let God deal with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, so I have to let it ride on that there, you know. Just the faith of a mustard seed, you know what I'm saying? With just the faith of a mustard seed, you can achieve anything.
All right. And I guess it's my turn. I'm up next. The curse words I want to say, man, is, you know, follow your own lane, man. Be yourself. Just because a celebrity comes to town, that don't mean you got to stop what you're doing and go follow. Enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow it to hinder who you are as a person and as an artist. Now, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. I'm not knocking nobody grind. But there's always a blind spot somewhere in life. And make sure that you're not being blind with your career because someone's come to town. Think about it before you move. Even though I know none of you ain't going to think about shit, you're just going to go ahead and do it and get upset because it didn't work out for you. Why? Because
hey,
you didn't listen to DJ Sean, damn it. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's good that a studio is opening up. You know what I'm saying? It's good. It's good for the, it's good for the consumers. It's good for the city. It's good for, you know, the culture. Right. But is that same person going to give some people some contracts? That same person going to help somebody get to their dreams? Think about it. Think about it.
Sure.
That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. Again, it's not hating. It's just I ain't feeling it.
Right.
Yeah. Think about it. Rather, I'll throw this out here. Would you pay somebody to get you hurt or find somebody that knows the industry like those people, like they do, where you don't have to pay? Think about that.
Right. You're right about that. So right about that.
So you're going to pay somebody $1,000 for the same shit you can get over here for free for 2 hours, and you're going to pay somebody $1,000 for only 15 minutes of their time. But then you're getting three for one. Three different executives over here to that one executive over here, and you really think you're doing something. Take your money and then tell you, oh, you need to work hard. You got a lot of work to do. Or come over here, have your music played, and then have them tell you what you need to go work on. What makes sense. But you'll have those ones that'll stay over here and pay that $1,000 just because.
Yeah.
Well, I don't fool with DJ Sean, but I'm gonna go ahead over here and spend $1,000 for the same bullshit you gonna get over here for free. That doesn't make any sense, and then you got something to complain about. Then you want to come over on the other side of the tracks. No, you stay over there on that artificial turf. Yeah.
Huh.
Make it make sense.
Can you?
I'm with you, brother.
I do not know why. There you.
I'm preaching this morning. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Preaching. It's so much free knowledge out here, man, that people charge you to get free knowledge, and we have so much free knowledge over here, man, where it's free, but you have people that don't want to come over here because they don't like me, but they don't know me. How are you going to not like somebody and you don't know the person?
They're going off the word of other people instead of finding out for themselves.
Because the word of another person, I bet you 9 times out of 10, I either put the person in their place or cuss their ass out. Or told them that their music sucks. I guarantee you. That's what it's from. But the thing about it is, if you have an issue with someone, you should be able to pick that phone up and call them. Now, if I call you and you ignore that phone call, you're the coward. Because you went and ran your mouth. Oh, DJ Sean, this and that. But you ain't pick your phone up. You ain't picking your phone up.
Right.
Huh.
Hey, you leave them hush mouth with that one there, bro.
Yeah. A lot of motherfuckers out here with crickets in their mouth. on that one. That's barbershop talk today, baby. Yeah.
Real talk.
Whole hour and a half of it. People don't make things make sense. You don't make it make sense. And then you get opportunity in front of you to help you with a little bit, and you ain't got nowhere.
Hey, that's a whole song there, man. You just inspired me to make it make sense.
Scrap and Mike, if y'all go to Walmart and you buy a lamp, you put the bulbs in and everything, you put the lamp in and you plug it in and it don't work. Then you go check and make sure that you got power to that socket. You got power to the socket. Then you go grab another bulb and put it in there, and that don't work. What I'm trying to say is find a plug that's going to work instead of finding a plug that's not going to work. But us black people, knowing that that socket don't work, we're going to go get an extension cord from another side of the house and run that extension cord to that side of the house and plug that lamp in. Think about it. The refuse to go call somebody to come and check that plug and see what's going on. But we'll go get a damn extension cord. Or take the extension cord out of your kid's room just to plug a lamp up.
And that is hood as it come.
That's it. And that's what we got. We got a lot of hood people. We got a lot of hood people that think they doing business and they ain't doing nothing, man, but a bunch of talk. You're not moving. But wasting people's time. And then when you got the number to the plug, you don't want to call them. You want to call the person that hooked you up. What are you calling them for? They hooked you up with the plug. You want to call them and give them your excuse instead of calling the man the plug and giving the excuse. That's another coward move. I just sit back and laugh, man. The shit is humorous to me. Yes, sir.
You know, though, what you saying that, you know the other reason why, too, though? Is some of them, they'll meet someone like you. They'll meet you and, like I said, all that they know over here. But you know what the problem is? I think the added piece to everything you just said. You know why they go look somewhere else and pay $1,000? Because they still don't want to do the work they got to do to go with what you helping them do. They don't want to do like you. You'll be a get up and say, all right, I'm going to do this here. Bam. I did that. All they got to do is get up and follow through on what you done set for them. They don't want to do that. They rather pay the $1,000 and just, okay, it's done. Nah, that's the problem. That's why they'll pay the money. Because they don't want to do the work that's supposed to go with it. And it's the work that builds all of it. It's the after. That's like if you take my music and like, hey, I shot your music to such and such, and then I do nothing after that. Like nothing. Like your boy's going to be like, hey, man, you gave us a hot song. What your boy doing? Like nothing? Is he doing anything else or nothing? That's the whole, man. That you just let me think of that answer right now, listening to you, and then I'm like, you know what it is? Lazy bastards don't want to do that. They just want it to be given to them.
Yep. And then what makes me funny is they'll call you up. Yeah, man. I'm gonna do that, man. You know, I got some things to do. I'm gonna do that. Okay. Then when it's time to do it, oh man, you know, I had this come up, I had that come up. Well, what are you telling me for? Tell him. You know what I'm saying? But then you still don't hear from him. I laugh at this shit because I already know you ain't gonna do shit. Why? Because I still ain't heard from you.
There you go.
Right. There it is.
The bullshit.
And it's been a month.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, the bullshit thickens, bro. Been one hell of a day on Barbershop Talk. All the knowledge dropped.
Hell yeah. Knowledge is free. But you gotta buy a pussy.
I'm done. I'm done.
Hey, look, you know what? You know what my next rant, my next enlightenment need to be, bro? What has happened? I have to ask, what has happened to good customer service, bro? I guess that'll be a talk for the next one, because, bro, I'll tell you, I went in a local venue, man. I almost wanted to punch the person in the jaw across the doggone counter, man. It's so rude.
Man, you ain't lying, man. I was with my aide yesterday and ran to the grocery store and started to get gas, and this motherfucker in a Coca-Cola truck come through Circle K. I don't know if you guys got Circle K down there. Y'all got Circle K down there?
Mm-hmm. Shitloads of them.
All right, you know how the Circle K is. You know, you got pumps on one side, pumps on the other side. And then you got the, you know, the breezeway, and then you got, you know, going into the store. So instead of this dumbass parking on the side, he parks between the gas pumps and keeps people from getting in their car doors and stuff. That's how close he was on in the middle of the gas pumps. So I'm sitting there in the car, and he comes around and looks. I said, what type of stupid ass shit does that make, bro? I said, you worried about taking 5 cases of Coca-Cola off the truck to take it into the store, and now you got people that can't even get in their cars because of your dumb ass. I said, that's dumb as hell. He said, well, I'm just doing my job. I said, first of all, you need to take your little Toys R Us driving back to school, because you're full of that shit that you just said is stupid as fuck. Huh. And then you got, you know, one white woman would not move her car. I knew he was going to hit her truck, and she would not move. I told her I wouldn't move. I said I'll stay right there because he was in fault. I sued the hell out of Coca-Cola.
Yep. That's it. I'm waiting on to get me one of them lawsuits. Me and Mike
hell
need to be
yeah.
in the car together.
Shit.
God damn,
I said,
like,
man,
my
that was
thinking.
Dumb as fuck.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to back into the place where he needed to be, because a lot of them son bitches don't know how to really back up. Because, you know, even at the Circle K, there's an angle that you can pull up to a back
there
into
you
where you're
there
not
you
obstructing
go.
Everything. His ass
yep.
probably don't know how to goddamn back up fucking 18 a truck.
Be able to take
gotcha.
And then you do it at the time of day where it's busy traffic. 4:45, 5 o'clock. Stupid. Fucking Toys R Us driver. This is DJ Sean in the morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want everybody to have a great, awesome weekend until Monday. Monday on the Hilltop Radio Show, we have Monday night on the Hilltop Radio Show. And we got a double hitter, man. We got the Commander Radio group coming on. Yeah. And Peter Assing. And then that Thursday night, we got Danny Dolans. Should be on with us that Friday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. Man, I want to thank everybody. You guys have an awesome weekend, man. Be blessed. Be safe. Peace, love, and hair grease to you guys. Anything you guys want to say, man, before we get on out of here?
Stay up. Stay strong.
Much love and peace. Have a great weekend.
To the fellas, don't let your dick run your life. To the ladies, stay up, stay queens. Stay queens. Stop clout chasing. Just because 50 Cent in town, that don't mean you got to run down there with your skimpy ass shit trying to sell that poo-poo to get in the door. Keep your ass home.
With your man.
That's right. We out of here. Have a lovely day.